The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning. Start your day the Torah way in northwest London. Vov Tammuz Tov Shin Pei. Rabbi Aaron Troy from Antwerp. Mershus Moirai v'raboisai, achai v'reai. Baruch Hashem, I've spoken many times on the Torah way. Start the way, the Torah way. But usually I see you ponim el ponim. Today it's going to be on the telephone. We are not going to see each other. However, my bracha is that in the near future, start the day, the Torah way, you'll be able to see the speakers. The shurim will be able to be said on him, upon him. This week, we have a very special week. We have two parshas this week. Parshas Chukas and Bolok. I would like to give over a message from these two parshas. It says in this week's parsha, Vayisu Mikodesh, Klal Yisrael went away from Kodesh, Vayivoyu B'nei Yisrael, Kol Ha'edo Ho'iraho. Klal Yisrael all arrived in Ho'iraho. State in Pasuk, Vayoyim Hashem El Moshe B'ho'iraho, Al Gvul Eret Edoim. On the Gvul of the land of Edoim, the Rebbein Yisraelim spoke to Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi explains, what is the significance that the Torah brings out that Hoirahor is Al Gvul Eretz Edoim. Zogt Rashi Magid, Shemibnei Sheneschabru Kan Liskarev Le'esav Arosha, because they became near to Esav Arosha, the Rebbein Hashem took them away, the Tzaddik Aaron HaKohen. Now, the Mefarshim asked, where do we see that Klal Yisrael when it's Chabru Le'esav HaRosha? It's Chabru Le'esav HaRosha with what? They arrived in Eretz Edoim. They wanted to make a shortcut. They had with them 600,000 Yidden with Froyen and Kinder, and they wanted to make a shortcut. Why does the Torah bring out that asking Edoim Rishus to go through their land is called Mitzchabru Le'esav HaRosha? I would like to give today, Me'ezet Hashem Yisborach, two explanations where we see Mitzchabru Le'esav HaRosha. My first explanation, I'm going to say over from the Shem Mishmul. State in Posuk. Vayishlach Moshe Malochim El Melech Edoim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu send to Melech Edoim, asking him to go through the land of Edoim to make a shortcut for Klal Yisrael? Koyoma Ochicho Yisrael. So says your brother Yisrael. So we know Esav and Yaakov are brothers, yeah? Ki Och Esav li Yaakov. In the Torah it says, Leisesai v'adoimi ki Ochichohu. A Klal Yisrael are brothers to Edoim. So where do we see Nishabru le'Esav HaRosha? So the Shem Yishmul says, a person gets a name by a bris. By the bris, he's given a name. But that is not the name that with he lives his tafkid here of the world. I'll give you a moshul. There are Amoraim who are nameless. Avua de Shmuel. The Gemara doesn't quote his name. The Gemara quotes him without a name being Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. Then the Agadoili Yisrael, we know them by their name, Rekvega. Rekvega we know by his name. But the Agadoili Yisrael, that we know them because of their chiburim that they wrote, Noida Biuda. Does everyone know what name the Noida Biuda has? But Klal Yisrael today, we know the Noida Biuda because of the gewaldige chibur that he wrote, Noida Biuda. A man, he might think he's called Yehuda. The night of Yehuda wasn't called Yehuda. His name was Yechezkel. He called Yehuda Hashem his parents. Night of Yehuda. So he's no night of Yehuda. Abba, we don't even know his name. Chofetz Chaim. The whole world knows about the Chofetz Chaim. Since Gemol, they would never know that he was called Yisrael Meir. The Chofetz Chaim in all his chiburim never mentions his name. Mishneh Berurah, Chofetz Chaim. All the gewaldige chiburim that they are, and it could be you wouldn't know his name. Then there are Gedoyli Yisrael, who we know them because of the towns where they were Rabbonim, Shabinarov. I'm sure there are people who don't even know his name. Shabinarov, that's how he's known by Klal Yisrael. Other Rabbonim that we've called them on the states where they were Rabbonim, or it could be that you would never know their first names. Zog Hashem Shmuel. There is a name that a person gets by his breath. Then there's a name, how he's called, because of the achievements that he achieved in this world. Avuah de Shmuel, he achieved having a child, Shmuel. Noiti b'Yehuda, his achievement was the gewaldige chibur that he wrote. Shabinarov, Satmarov, Belzerov. These were called after the towns where they were Rabbonim. Then there is a name, the Choyzer from Lublin. He's called the Choyzer. Also Gemol, you would never know what his name is. Why is he called the Choyzer? Because the Choyzer is ungekommen zu a darga that he saw mit chiles o'oilom v'atsoifoi. Somebody in Yene Ekvel could do something. And the Choyzer saw it. So they called him the Choyzer. A name from the achievement, the godless, he was at the Greich. So there are two names that a person has. The name is given by the Bris, and the name, how he's known, by Klal Yisrael, because of the achievement that he achieved, is it the Rabbonus of the town where he was robbed? Is this the godless he was his ungekommen? Is this the chibur that he wrote? Look the Shemishmul. Ki och Esav le Yaakov. Esav is a brother of Yaakov. The brothers, like Sisav Adoimi ki ochichu. Yaakov Avinu got a second name. In the Torah, in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu got a name, Yisrael. Und der Boyne Schleule hat ihm gegeben die Nomen. Why did he get the name Yisrael? Yisrael is Yosha Kael. Yisrael is Ta Kael. Yisrael is Yisoriso im Elehim v'im Anoshim. Batuchal. Yisrael brings out the godless of Yaakov Bechir Ho'omes. Er gekämpft mit Hamalach, mit Rishoim, Esav Lavan, and he won them. Yisrael, Tzar, he became a Tzar, Yosha, Kael, the godless was Yaakov Avinu in his life, to what he achieved, that's the name Yisrael. So the Shem Yishmul, Ki Och Esav LeYaakov, Oh, koi omal chicha Yisrael, this chaburu the Rosha, to call Esav a brother and use the name Yisrael, that's the chaburu Esav a Rosha. I'm a suganum in Aranakoy. Every person has a tafkid here in this world. Nobody is extra. And what a person can achieve, nobody else can achieve what he can achieve. A person has to realize his chashivas. A person has to realize what he can achieve. Why the Rabbeinu Shloimeh made they should be born and he should live in the world today. By Pora Aduma, you bring a Erev, a Erev, and a Ezoiv. Ezoiv is a symbol for Anova. Why is he bringing a Erev? Because a person using the middle of Anova, some think he's a Goresh. A person has to realize Hashem Moloch Geis Lovesh. A person has to realize what achievement the Rabbi Yisrael is waiting from him. What Klal Yisrael is waiting from him. Every person has his Yisrael. Every person has his Noidim Yehuda, his Tribunal of, his Choyzer, his name, what he can achieve. Klal Yisrael, in this week's Parsha, it says in Parsha's Moloch, Vayiftach Hashem Esti Osim, Vatoyim Ele Bilam Asisi Lechoki, Kisoni Zeh Sholosh Vigolim. Sholosh Vigolim Zodashi, Remis Loi Atam Avakish Laka Uma, Hachoy Geges, Sholosh Vigolim Vashona. Why are we telling Bilam the mitzvah of Aliyah Leregel? The mitzvah that Klal Yisrael Yeroh calls the churcho Espanei Hashem Elekecho. We have a remach mitzvah that say, what's so special about the mitzvah of an Aliyah Leregel? Aliyah Leregel is the chashimus of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says at the end of Chagiga, when Yom Tifol Shabbos or near Shabbos, Friday or Sunday, what did they do? Matoivko Ibn the Shulchan in Beis Hamikdash. And they showed Klal Yisrael, Ra'u, Chibatzchem Lifnei Amokim. See how much Rabbi Hashem likes you. And he has to realize, I'm a chelik of Klal Yisrael. The Rabbi Hashem likes us so, so much. Where did you see in the Lechem Aponim, Ra'u, Chibatzchem Lifnei Amokim? The Lechem Aponim was baked Friday. 9 days later, the next Shabbos, they took the Lechem Aponim off the Shulchan. And the Lechem Aponim is called Challah. Challah is Rosh HaTevis. Cham Lach Hevel. It was warm. It was fresh. When you take matzo Challah out of the oven, so goes out a steam, a Hevel. When they took the Lechem Aponim off the Shulchan, Shabbos Kodesh, 9 days after it was baked, it was warm, there was a steam coming out, it was fresh. Ra'u! Kibatzchem lifnei amok. See how the Rebbein Shem, much the Rebbein Shem likes Klal Yisrael. And then, there is the Pasuk was straight in Pashas Ba'aloyscho, Uvenucha Yoyma, Tshuva Hashem, River voice, Alpha Yisrael. So the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Dalet Omad Aleph. River voice is 20,000. Alpha is 2,000. So the Gemara in Ashkenaz Shoyre, less than 22,000 Yidin. Uvenucha Yoyma, Shuva Hashem, Ashroas Ashkenaz, River voice, Alpha Yisrael. I want to ask, imagine you go into a Bet Medrash where there's 21,000 people, 999, and you go into such a Bet Medrash, you feel, there's no necessity for me to go in here. There's no use in me going in here. Anybody notices me? Anybody needs me? Does my presence make any difference? So the Gemara, 21,999, there's missing Ashroas Ashkenah. When this person, the 22,000th person, walks into this Medrash, he brings Ashroas Ashkenah. And he has to realize, Yisroel, you've got to realize what my life achievement can bring, what my presence can bring, what my tefillah can mean to the Rabbi Nishloilam. How the Rabbi Yisrael is waiting to hear my davening, my brocha. We say an Asher Yotzer during the day. You say an Alamichyo, Abichas Amozen. Sometimes a person feels, what difference does it make to the Rabbi Yisrael? If I say Asher Yotzer and I think what I'm saying, or I don't think what I'm saying. I say Abichas Amozen. If I do concentrate, I don't concentrate. Rabboisai, nobody's presence is extra. If in 21,999 a person makes a difference, if when there's 99 people and 100, of course I make a difference. The presence of Nochayid, the tefillah of another Yid, the learning of another Yid, is so chosher by the Rabbi Nishmaelom. Yid has to remember, I have an achievement to achieve. An achievement to achieve, as being a chelik of Klal Yisrael, Ruch Baschem Lifnei Amokim, and being my own self, being alone, a part of a Klal, thousands and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, but my presence, my tefillah, my brochas, my shmiras halosha, my limud haTorah, my chesed, makes a difference. And the Rabbi Nishan wants to hear it. That's the first message where we see Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Sholem, Roide Sholem. What did Aaron HaKohen do? Aaron HaKohen brought out to every person how special he is and how special another Yid is as well. And this brought Av Achve Sholem and Reyes a Klal Yisrael. That's my first chapter. There is a second shot here. The Chassam Sofer zogt, Amoyer dikazach. Chassam Sofer says, Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Melech Edoin, and he told him, Nabru no ba'atzecho, Loi nave besodo v'cherem, V'loi nishte meibeh, V'loi nishte meibeh. We won't drink meibeh. What's it mean, we won't drink meibeh? As Rashi says, we won't drink our water, the Mefarshei HaTorah, the Rashbam, the Kli Yoke say, V'loi nishte meibeh, we won't drink your water. Your water we won't drink. We've got with us be'er, the mon. We don't need to buy your food. We don't need to drink your water. We've got water. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told me.
Kol Halashon.
Then it says in the next pasuk, V'yoyim ru'ei lo b'nei Yisro, v'nesile na'ale, v'memecho nishte, aniyo miknai, v'nesati michrom. If we'll drink your water, then I'll pay the price. By this shvichus, it says, "Vayoyim ruelav bnei Yisrael." As Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'loy nishte meibe." Vayoyim ruelav bnei Yisrael. V'meimecho nishte. Ani yomiknai mesat michrom. Rabbosai, the Chassam Sofer says, "A gevaldige, gevaldige vort." Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going through Eretz Edoim. We have with us a Be'er. We have with us the Mon. Mon is a Machu fin Malochim. We have with us a Be'er. You can imagine Mas Nissen. Out of a stone. And you hit a stone. You speak to a stone. Water came out. This is Ruchni stick of water. This is water was kumt. Mit achavivis. It's a leaf shaft from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Moshe Rabbeinu told Melech Edoim, we won't buy your water. We don't need your water. We have such special water. We have water which Rabbeinu Shem has given to us. Meibeh. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Klal Yisrael said, oh, we're going to go through Edoim, and there'll be water to buy. Then we'll buy your water. Zodach from Sofer, the Klal Yisrael underestimated the chashivas of having a bear. They felt, if I can buy water in Edoim, maybe the water in Edoim has a better time. Tastes better, tastes different. It's normal water. It's water what everyone drinks. Zodach from Sofer, Mimecho nishtani umiknai v'nasati michrom. So the Chassam Sofer, Klal Yisrael, showed that they are a bit mezalzel in the maton of the bear. They're mezalzel in having water which is nissen. Water which is a ruchniyistik of water. As a man in the bear, were food and drink, which was a ruchniyistik of zach. It had no soilus. It didn't go out of the gulf. Because it was kulay ruchni. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, we'll carry on drinking this. But Klal Yisrael said, no, let's drink normal water. Let's be like everyone else. They underestimated their chashivas. They underestimated how much the Rebbeinu Shloilem likes them and how choshev they are by the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Telling a Rosha, I'm attracted by your food, I'm attracted by your drinks, I'm attracted by how you feel alive. This is a Schabru le Rosha. Aaron HaKoyen is not for you. Aaron HaKoyen goes lefnai lefnim. Aaron HaKoyen is a Koyen o'imid v'shores v'nei Hashem elekecho. You're not going to appreciate who Aaron is. Aber der Boyen Shem gesagt, er muss zunehmen Aaron HaKoyen. Also ist auch der Chsun Sleifen. At the end of this week's parasha steht, as the Boyen Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, he was scared of Oig, scared to make Mechoma with Oig. Why? Why was he scared of Oig? So that she says, Al Tiroi, so don't be scared of Oig. Why should we be scared of Oig? She was scared of Oig, because he's the one who loyed to save because of Oig. Vayovei Apolit to Avram ze Oig. Vayovei Apolit. What did Oig want? That Avram should make a Melchoma with Stoyim. They'll kill Avram and Oig will marry Sora. He didn't mean Lashem Shemayim. But Lemaister, he saved Loit. And because he saved Loit, and Moshe Rabbeinu was scared, this mitzvah. But why stay in Oig? And we will make Melchoma with him, we won't be able to kill him. We won't be able to overpower him. The Rabbi Yisrael had to say out to Roisoy. Rabbi Yisrael, Ayid has to realize who he is. Yisrael. He has to realize how special every mitzvah he does. If a oig amidst the shloi l'shem shemayim, the Rabbi Yisrael had to tell him how tiroi soy. Can we imagine how choshev is by the Rabbi Yisrael? Every mitzvah that we do, how much the Rabbi Yisrael likes every mitzvah we do. A person goes with a talus cotton in the summer. It's very hot, and you wear a talus cotton. Sometimes you underestimate how choshev this is by the Rabbi Yisrael. Do we realize how much of the boynishim is machshiv? Every mitzvah we do. Kol rega v'rega shodim choysim tiv, zoi chaloi ragonul shein kom malach uberia yochel eshaya. A person closes his mouth, talking in the middle of davening, talking a loshon hara, when a haltzachayim. A person wants to say something very interesting in the middle of chazoras hashach, in the middle of Kaddish, and he keeps himself back 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and he waits till after Shmoy Echad, the Imru Omein, after Eleinu. Do we realize how choshev he is by the Rabbi Nishloilom? Kol rega v'rega shodim choysim piv, every second. Zoy chaloy ragomel senko malach uberia yochel eshaya. Can we imagine the scha, the grace guide, and every mitzvah, every nisoyin we have in loisosuro achrei levavchem achrei eneichem in the summer, it's not easy to go in the streets. Do we realize how much the Rebbeinu Hashem likes us for this? How much the Rebbeinu Hashem appreciates every mitzvah we do? The Gemara says if you say asi leman shemecho, asi leman yiminecho, Asi leman teresecho, asi leman kudushosecho, zoicho makabot ne ashkina. We all say it 3 times a day. Concentrate another second. Zoicho makabot ne ashkina. Parshas Chukas tells us a person should realize, Yisrael, realize what he can achieve and what he has to achieve, how much he's valid by the Rebbeinu Shloilom, and realize, let's appreciate our mon, our be'er, our mice, the mitzvahs that we do. Todem choystem piv, the lois of surach, the levavche, the achle, the sixth is in the summer. I want to finish today with a story. A story which I imagine maybe a part of the story people have heard, but the second part I want to add on to this story. There was an Asifa in America. An Asifa in America of all religions, the Pope and this religion and this religion, and a rabbi was invited to this Asifa. By the Goyim, we're also a religion. And this rabbi went, and they told him they want him to speak for a few minutes. So this rabbi was thinking, he's got there, all glebenen, all religions, poipen. What's he going to say? So he thought he's going to say over a story. So he said over a story that there was in Crooker, there was a Yid, a very, very wealthy Yid, a big, big Gvir, a millionaire. But how much money he had, you never could get out of him a pound, a dollar, nothing. And Vahi Ayoin, Lo Eleinu, he was Nifter. No, he was Nifter, so they decided they have to bury him in the Beis HaKvaros. But they put him in the corner of the Beis HaKvaros. Somebody who had so, so much money, and he never gave tzedakah, they put him in the corner of the Beis HaKvaros. Goes over a few days. Tosfos Yontif was Rav in Crooker. Friday afternoon, he's sitting at home, and he's learning. There's a knock on the door. He opens the door, and he comes around a Yid, and he says, I don't have money to make Shabbos. I don't have money to buy fish, flakes, challahs for Shabbos. So the Tosfos Yontif thought, okay. So the Tosfos Yontif gave him £100. He gave him, go make Shabbos. It doesn't go through 10 minutes. There's another knock on the door. Another Yid comes. I don't have money to make Shabbos. For the basics. No. So the Tosfos Yontif gave him again another £100. Friday went through. 10, 20, 30 people knocked on the Tosfos Yontif's door. They don't have money to make Shabbos. The Tosfos Yontif had to call up a few Ashirim that they should give him money. He has to give money. They don't have money for Shabbos. Then, the next week, Wednesday, there was a chasna. There's no money to make chasna. And they came to the Tosfos Yontif. Rav, help us! The Tosfos Yontif thought over. He's been here, Rav, in town 10 years. He's never, ever been asked to make money, not for chasnas, not for yisoyimim, not for almonas, not for tzorchei Shabbos. What's happened here? And the Tosfos Yontif started thinking over what has changed in town. And he made investigations, and he spoke to Askonim. And then he got, after many hours of investigating, he found out that this big gvir, who he was called a kamsen, a person who didn't give a dollar, didn't give a pound, he gave money every Friday, 100 yidin, tzorchei Shabbos, all chasnas, all yisoyimim, all almonas, any sebrochen has, he gave all the money. He covered all the tzorchei stocker of the big, evil, envious, raw crocker. The Tosfos Yontif realized that this millionaire wasn't a kamsen. He called together the whole town and he said he wants to make a hesped in the big shul. And he took together the whole town of Crooker and he said a hesped when I beit mechila. And he said, this kamsen, we thought he didn't give stocker. And the Tosfos Yontif said, we're going to write on his maseva, a kamsen HaKodesh, the holy kamsen. Noch hundert and zwanzig, I want to be buried next to him. You go in the Beis Olam in Crooker, you'll see next to the Tosfos Yontif is buried a kamsen HaKodesh. Now, this story, this rabbi said over by this Asifa. He finished his drosha. People were very impressed. Muldika story. A galach came over to him and he said, Rabbi, can you tell me over the story again? I don't need to tell you. After you said at Rosha, you've spoken, start the way, the Torah way, and you've just sat down, you're not going to say over your Rosha again straight away.
And the rabbi had no koyach anymore to say it over. And he said, you know what, you want to hear it? Come tomorrow by me at home, 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning, this galach knocked on the door of the rabbi. And he asked him, can you please tell me over the story again? And he told him over the story. He finished saying over the story, he said, Rabbi, can you tell me the story again? The rabbi didn't know what to say. He said it over a second time. So the galach told this rabbi, I want to tell you, you see, I'm a galach, I'm a priest. But when my grandmother, my grandparents came to America, Senor and Joran Swick, when my grandmother was lying on a deathbed, she told me, I want to tell you something. Show me you're my grandchild. I want you to know a story of your grandfather. And she told me over this story. And I thought, this is fairy tales. This is a lady who she's dying, and she's got a fairy, and she told me this story, and I didn't believe it. I hear it now from you. I believe it. I didn't believe a person can give so much money. Out of it, only bizyoinus. Everyone, he had no covered at all. Only bizyoinus. I didn't believe such a story is possible. But I see it true. I wanted to hear the story from you. 25 years later, this rabbi was in Eretz Yisrael by the coastal, and somebody knocks him on his shoulder, and he turns around, and he sees a yid with langer beard, pears. And he asks him, do you recognize me? I said, no, I don't recognize you. You know who I am? I'm the galach. 25 years ago, I heard this story. And I realized that my Seder was a Yi. And I went to find out what Judaism is all about. And you see me today. I live in Kiryas Sefer. I have children learning in Moisés HaTorah. I have a son learning in yeshiva. That kind of story. Rabbosai, why am I telling you this story today? This comes in our Kodesh. Imagine he would have tailed Stocker and he wouldn't have kept their secret. He would have been Nister, they would have said a spade in Gewaldig. Do you realize he did a mitzvah? L'shem Shemayim. Bilti Lashem Levadoi. No covered. Only Bizyoinus. Why? To do what the Rebbeinu tells us to do. 300 years later. Because of this, a grandchild of his became a Baal Shura. And he's got children, Loim De Toira, Shoim De Toira Mitzvah. A person who does a mitzvah, Lashem Shemayim. And he means it, just the Rebbeinu Shloilom. I'm standing in my room, and I bench with Kavona. I have a Messiah, and I do only what the Rebbeinu Shloilom wants. Nobody sees and nobody knows. Me and the Rebbeinu Shloilom. Do we realize what our spore this can leave over? Hundreds of years later, that my grandchild should become a Shema Toiro mistress. Al Tiro! Koyoma Chicho Yisroel! Realize what an achievement that every Yid can achieve! Yisroel! Dorito Vatuchal! Thus is Pashas Chukas. Thus is Pashas Bolok! Ruchi Baschem Lifnei Amokim! Matoivo Alecho Yaakov Vishkinistecho Yisroel! I want to finish with my brocha. Kulonu, Benorenu, Zekenenu, should do what the Rabbi Yishuv wants us to do on the years the Rabbi Yishuv has given us here, Ale Adomas, Doirech Yomim Vishonim. We should do Rosh Hashem, Bari Koisi Lechem Brocha Advili Dai. Good morning.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.